You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this. What does your neck say about you? That's right, my dear. What does your neck say about you? Now, you may be thinking I'm asking this question because I'm a chiropractor, right? And all chiropractors, we want to know about you, so we look at your neck. We want to know about your neck, and your neck says a whole lot about you. Now, yes, that's all true. As a chiropractor, I have seen so many necks, thousands and thousands of necks over the past 23 years. But I will tell you this, the soul story that prompted today's podcast wasn't necessarily about your neck from a structural, vertebral body, bone perspective. But it is about what your neck has to say about you. So today's message was actually prompted and inspired by something I saw while I was at the gym. For a lot of you, you may know this, but I don't have a television for watching TV. Now, I do have a television for use with my computer and when I do presentations and that sort of thing, but I don't actually use it for watching TV. So I don't watch TV unless I'm at the gym. And every time I go work out, pretty much every day, the television is on. So sometimes I'll just see in passing, you know, the latest breaking news or whatever. It's interesting because people are starting to look more plastic than ever before. And yesterday when I noticed it, it was actually with a couple of men. And it was interesting because their faces looked young, very plastic, but their necks looked very old. Have you ever noticed that? That, you know, we can do a lot to make our faces look young. We can do a lot to erase the expression lines out of our face. But there's not a lot that people can do for their necks. You know, it's kind of like our hands. You can tell the age of someone based on their hands because it's not like you're going to go get a hand lift, okay? So as I was watching, I was noticing this gentleman in particular, and I was like, wow, his face looks so young, but his neck looks so old. So it got me thinking, our neck says a lot about us. Number one, I can tell your age by your neck. Now, not only on the outside, looking at the skin and all of that, but also if I were to look at your neck from a chiropractic standpoint, from a physical standpoint, looking at your x-ray, I can tell a lot about someone based on the age of their neck and how old their neck looks compared to how old they actually are. And unfortunately, our necks are looking older than ever. And no, we can't necessarily hide them. So you may be wanting to erase all the lines on your face, but your neck tells a different story. So that's the first thing I can tell based on someone's neck is A, their age. So let's take that a step further because we know that age doesn't necessarily equate to wisdom. But let's just say that your neck says a lot about your wisdom. And why? Because your neck also says a lot about your attitude. And you may be thinking, what do you mean by that? Well, guess what? If you're constantly looking down, you constantly have your head down, you constantly have your chin down, and you're not keeping your chin up, you're not looking up, guess what, my dear? That's an attitude. Am I speaking to you today? Do you go through life with your head down, with your eyes down low? Do you go through life feeling beaten down, looking only at your feet instead of your present and your future? Or do you keep your head up? Do you keep looking straight ahead? And as I said before, our necks are looking older than they've ever looked before. Yes, a lot of this has to do with the computer information age that we're in, where people are constantly sitting at a desk. They're constantly looking down at their laptops. They're looking at their phones. Their chins are usually down. So that, my dear, has a huge effect on your neck, not only structurally, but it tells me a lot about you as a person. Are you keeping your chin up or are you keeping your chin down? The next story it tells about you is how aware you are. I know, how aware are you? Are you looking from side to side? Are you well aware of what's going on around you? Or are you one of these people that is keeping your head down or even keeping your head up but not being aware of what's going on from side to side? Remember, it's our neck that turns our head. And in your head, yes, besides your beautiful brain, is your eyes. And guess what? Your eyes equate to vision. So it's your neck that connects the rest of you to the vision of your life. Are you looking from side to side as you keep your chin up? Are you aware of the vision that you have for your life? Or are you hiding? Are you trying to hide your age? Are you hiding your wisdom? Is your true attitude, the true expression of you, being hidden? Are you aware? Are you aware of the life that you're living? Are you aware of what your neck says about you? I know, this is kind of an interesting topic today, but it really got me thinking. When I was looking, I was like, wow, we can hide a lot of things about our age, but you really can't do anything about your neck or your hands. So that tells me right there, our neck and our hands tell a lot about us. What are you putting your hands to today, my dear? What are you doing with your neck? Are you allowing yourself to stay connected with the vision that you have for your life? Or are you so busy trying to hide that you're missing out? I sure hope this helps you today. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What does your neck say about you? Take some time today and journal that out, and I would love to hear from you. Please come on over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing, and I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.